I'd like to call the Safety Facility Committee meeting to order on April 6th, 2021. We stand and salute the flag first.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And we're all set with the Zoom, Linda? Okay. Is anybody on out there or no?
Nobody's on. The recorder's on.
You all have minutes. Does anybody else want any of the minutes from the last meeting? Got one? Were there any changes? Did anybody see any changes they wanted to make? I know you didn't have a lot of time to read them, but there isn't a lot there.
No, it just really summarizes what we did.
Right.
And talked about a couple people going to check some property out. So that's...
I had one on line 46. It says, Russ Dan notes that the foundation was designed for propane tanks and to park trucks on, etc. So it has the potential to hold extra office, etc. Well, it really wasn't for office. It was for a building potentially for the highway department. So just change that part, Lynn. It wasn't for extra offices.
It was a building for the what?
For the high, potentially for the highway department.
Okay.
And an office could be in it as well.
Other than that, I didn't have anything.
No.
Okay.
I so moved to accept it.
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
We only have five of us, right, tonight? We're missing Jimmy and we're missing Mark.
Yeah,
Jimmy should be here.
He can't make it.
Jimmy can't?
He's running late, he told me.
Yeah, he told me he's going to try and get back. He's up in North Country.
Oh, hooking something?
Towing a vehicle, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, so basically, we discussed briefly what the committee was about and what we were looking to achieve this year. And we also broke up like three different groups. Rick and Mike and PD were in charge of looking at that existing building down there and trying to get an idea what renovations would have to take place to accommodate the PD's needs. And the other was, Jimmy was going to look at a building, what roughly a steel building would cost for that highway department on that existing foundation. And Joe, you were going to be looking at any possible funds out there to deal with the fire department. Was that what you were charged with? Or okay.
We have numerous funds that we can get through both FEMA and through grants.
Yeah.
To get equipment for either PD or fire.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yep. So, like, communications equipment.
Yep.
Workout equipment and all of that stuff can get wrapped into
one. How about
one.
For, like, initially, like, for the structures or anything like
we're
that?
Not gonna get, we're not going to get a grant for the structure.
Okay.
We're going to have to bite the bullet on that.
So basically, once you build it, then there's other options to help
and
out.
And then we
after.
Can staff everything in there.
Okay.
Here's where I'm kind of looking at what's going on. And I know we're just a committee, and we're going to present information to the town and to everybody else.
Right.
But we need to set up, as far as I'm concerned, priorities as to PD and then fire, and I think DPW is three. My biggest concern is building a police department and not including the fire department in a safety complex, because we're going to put that burden on the taxpayers of the town, where we can do all of it at once, where PD and fire can go together in one building, mm-hmm. one HVAC system, one septic system. The buildings, everything there, and then include all of the stuff that we need to do for both the PD and incorporate that with the chief's instruction and everybody else. But we're not going to be building two separate buildings. One for the fire department, and then 5 years down the road asking the town to build another fire station when we find out that we need it. But it would be beneficial to just incorporate all of it together. So my recommendation, and this is my personal recommendation, is to lump it all together, put it together, and submit it to a cost benefit to everybody for consideration to what we need. And if it doesn't get passed, it doesn't get passed. But PD, believe me, I know they goes, those guys need something else. You know, we're going to have to do something.
Yeah. Well, I think initially the reason that we were looking at different facilities, because the only site we had that we were looking at was the old Viking place down here.
Right.
And the way it was laid out, it made kind of sense just to leave it where it was and build a separate building for the fire department. Now, to do them together, that's going to take a pretty good size lot configured-wise to accommodate that. And so far, the ones that we're looking at, I don't know if they would accommodate that. But, I mean, I'm certainly open to whatever the committee wants to move forward with without a problem.
I agree. First, I think priority number one is piece of property.
Yep.
And that piece of property, ideally, would encompass a complete center that could be built there when, quote, but if we don't have the piece of property, we have to go back and do what we have, you know, find out how we got to do, put this here and put that there.
Right.
But right now, looking for a piece of property for, you know, that we can house the fire, and I'm going to say ambulance and police, in one location, because they all go together. Jim Franklin has worked very much with me. We've looked around for pieces of property that are here. I went and talked to Mr. Goff, and Jeff would sell tomorrow. But he says, I got a $1.7 million business here. Mm. That now we're going to buy that business and tear the business. You know, I mean, so certain things have, and Scott Komisarek has said no, he's got other ideas for his piece of property. Hope Pearson's property, talk to them. They do not want to sell. So what I'm saying is, we've certain things, and if there's anybody who's listening right now, if you have a 5 to 6 acre piece of property, we'd be willing to talk to you that's down in this area of the town. That's the most important part. And the sooner we get that, the price keeps going up. So what I'm saying is, so that's got to be, I agree with what you're saying, but the priority is finding a piece of property. And Jim has worked very hard to try, and he's volunteered to do anything that he can to do it. So, and I think I'm sorry, I'm going to restate some of the things that you say. The goal is, if we have that piece of property, it has to be designed. Pull up a chair. I think what I'm saying is that the ultimate goal is to have a complex. And nobody likes that word, but that is what the goal has got to be if we have the piece of property, and then we design what needs to be done, because there's a lot of behind the scenes that has to be done. I talked to Auburn, talked to them. The Burnell architect firm out of Manchester designed that program. I talked to him last Friday. I said, where do we have to go on this? What do we have to do? And he says, I said, do you do preliminary programs to help us sell it to the town? I shouldn't use, an architect would do this. I told him, I am not giving you any authority to do anything. That's, I'm trying to make that clear right now. But he said, I said, to do that, what type of cost are you talking about? He said it'd be about $10,000 to $15,000 to have a package to do it. So I'm trying to look at the whole picture. And then talking with Mr. Goff, he came up with some good ideas. He says, Russ, he said, the federal government's throwing so much money for infrastructure. Start talking to our representatives. What are they going to bring to New Hampshire? And actually contact them and tell them our needs and finding somebody that can write a good letter. I don't, you know, I mean, it's more than that. But so that's another avenue to say, hey, what can you get for us? We're in tough shape. And I threw in here an ambulance for a simple reason. 4 years ago, was it? That it was talked about that Manchester might change their system. So we started putting some money in a kitty to add on to the fire hall. But if we're going to, if that, so what I'm saying is we look and say, how can we accomplish this? Or what is it? And if we get down the road so far and we turn around and, like you said, we talk to the people and they say, even though we have a bond issue and we got this, what this is what the dollars and cents are going to be, the priority is a police department. And I asked this architect, I said, is there a way you could build a police department? And then later on, add on. He says, anything's possible. It's just more costly to do something right. Like that. But all I'm saying is if we look at this whole picture and we understand what our needs are, and we can drop back if we have to. That's all that I'm saying. And I'm not, it's important to have a goal. As far as I'm concerned, the goal should be.
Well, I want to,
and I agree with what he's saying, but we need to establish what our goals are.
Yeah.
Number one, obviously, is a PD. We need a new police station because this is inadequate over here. And number two, I mean, you can walk into the fire department over there and walk through and. You got to turn sideways to walk between two trucks to get to the bathroom. There is no plymo vent over there. There is no way to put a plymo vent system in that building because there's no place to vent it to the system to get it out. Diesel fuel, when it starts up, benzene is the number one of the number one cancer causers in firefighters throughout the country. And whenever they start up, that's it. There should be a separate room to put the turnout gear because every time a truck starts up and drives out the door, all the gear gets contaminated. I'm looking.
I know, and we're getting like a little bit further ahead than what I wanted to tonight. Tonight, I just wanted to recap on what the three areas they looked at, and because we have two other topics tonight that are important about property. So if we can get on to that.
Not a problem.
What did you and Rick come up with for?
I think that we need to concentrate on the PD first. It was proposed to the selectmen way back. I think it's a retention issue. We've got a lot of young officers. It's similar to the fire department. You know, it's tough to get volunteers, but it's wicked hard to get officers right now. I think they deserve a place that they can take a shower in. You know, a place that's not dangerous with windows, residential windows in the booking room. The prisoners can cross out with civilians are in the hallway there. They can come into the meeting. It's just a wooden door. There's no safeguards whatsoever over there. I think adding on to the building, I'm opposed to that. I think it's just going to be a piecemeal type of thing. When we originally talked about it with the board, it was have a PD, and like Russ said, build it on a piece of land and build it so something, the fire department could be added to it. That was the original talk, because I think at the very least, if we're talking about doing that, the fire chief should be here. And he was at the, I was at a meeting with the fire chief and Road Agent Lewis back in the fall, and 10 years, the fire chief said. He says, I'm not interested, and we've got some plans for this place. So, I mean, I understand where you're coming from. There's some deficiencies, we have some. So my thoughts are, I don't want to lose a chance to get a PD, or at least get a piece of land that's big enough to do it all, if we're not going to have the fire chief and whatnot here to discuss some of those.
And I would not plans, vote against that.
You know,
can we get back to what did you discover when you went through the building there, you and Rick? And
well,
did you see that you might have to change or add or whatever?
I think the brochure that we worked on has
this.
Yeah, it's pretty
well. He's talking about the building we looked at.
The building down here.
There was a lot of issues with this. Yeah. Well, first of all, I don't know what the what anybody knows, but it was up for sale. Someone put an offer on it. The realtor called me, said there's going to be a closing coming up in June.
So that is supposedly a done deal then?
That's what he told me. I mean, my brother-in-law is a realtor. He said that could come up on the market next month.
Right.
Keep an eye out. Overall, it looked like a pretty good building. It was 54 by 54. There was a huge issue with the sound. We were out in the garage section. The sound was carrying all the way over to where Rick and Joe were in the other 53 feet or whatever diagonal on the other side, just like they're standing 3 feet away. So Joe's recommendation is, and the other gentleman,
Mike
was, you know, you'd have to box that all in, ceilings, because, you know, the ceiling is, 12 feet or whatever it was?
Yep.
Approximately. That was one big thing. We thought maybe the sally port would have to be reconfigured, maybe another bay door, or make the one bay larger if we could get a couple vehicles in there.
Right.
You know, that can be done. Anything can be done, but I don't know what the cost would be, and that's what the other gentleman, Mike, was looking up until the realtor said, we're going in this direction.
So is it this committee's consensus, then we probably should move on from that?
That's
area?
My opinion.
The cost was $56,000 to $58,000 without the cells. Because the cells, you know, you have to price out, and those have to be to a standard. So just to get the building to the point where you can put the cells in, it's another $56,000 to $58,000. The house, it was going to be $34,000 to $36,000, because you got to add a bathroom for the back, because you're going to split it, make two apartments. You're going to, you know, unless you're going to include the heat and electric, you'd have to split the heating system and the electric. So with all that, it was about $34,000 to $36,000 to get the house ready for rental. And potentially you're going to get $3,800 a month.
And that's not including the cost of the property.
Right.
Oh, yeah, correct. Right. Yeah. So well, that's what we were thinking, that, you know, if it was $1 million and you had another $400,000 to $500,000 in upgrades, plus putting the building up for the highway department, you know, that probably wasn't too bad.
Right.
But if they're getting ready and they have a closing date, then I guess my suggestion would be that we would move on and start talking about. We have two other parcels that came up in the last week or so here. I'm going to let Boyd talk right now because he's the one that's done a lot of work on this first parcel.
Okay, I got involved in a project that's totally unrelated to what you guys are working on. When I became a selectman a few years ago and inherited the land use office. And we were responding to a complaint from somebody on Blevins Drive about Clarence Blevins' junkyard. So I sent Dave Murray over there to look at that, and we determined there are two problems enforcing the zoning ordinance over there. First of all, the person who's legally responsible for complying with the ordinance died in 2016, and the title's still in his name. And secondly, that's the primary problem. So we finally got in touch with the heirs, and he's got three sons, two of whom are pretty responsible. And they would come out and just kind of pick away at the place for, just to do a little at a time, just enough to keep Dave happy, just so they could say they're trying to clean the junk up, okay? So we've been dancing with them now for a couple of years over this. So then this issue, then this subcommittee here was established, and I thought, you know, maybe we could just go over there and talk to these guys, and maybe instead of them cleaning it up, we can buy it from them and we'll clean it up ourselves, okay? So we finally got in touch with the two of the brothers, and we met with them last night right here in this office, me and Brian, okay? And it turns out that they won't sell that place. And it almost came to us making them an offer last night, okay? So rather than making them offer, what we did was sort of establish what the kind of what the terms, the ground rules would be, okay? First of all, they got to recognize that the value of the property is diminished by all that junk that's there. I mean, that's they've got to acknowledge that, okay? So what we've kind of worked out last night was this, is that we'll have it appraised for its fair market value in a shovel-ready condition, with all that junk gone. And then we'll get an estimate from Daily Demolition and what it would cost to get rid of that stuff, okay? And we'll pay them the fair market value, less the cost of the demolition, which we'll put in escrow. And we'll put that in escrow for a length of time that they consider reasonable for them to remove it themselves, okay? And at the end of that, whatever 5 or 6 month period, whatever they need, if that place is cleaned up to our satisfaction, we'll release the remainder of the escrow account. So we kind of set it up for them last night in those terms, and they were okay with that. So I got in touch with our assessor, the guy who's a contract assessor for the town. He's going to go over and appraise that place in an as-is condition, and as a what it'd be worth, and you know, with no junk on it, okay. And then we talked to Danley Demolition this afternoon, and we'll have an estimate from them on Friday of what it's going to cost to fix this thing up, okay? But I'm thinking right now, the Blevins guys are smart enough to know that the assessed value has got to be adjusted by the equalized value of Candia, okay? So right now, all the assessed valuations in Candia represent 83.4%, 83.2% of the fair market value of the property. So if you look at the tax cards here, and you adjust just the land value, forget, and by the way, the town's been hosing these guys down on taxes for the last 15 years, okay? They have that place appraised and assessed at $376,000. You can't live in anything over there, okay? So these guys have been faithfully paying about $7,000 a year to the town of Candia and they're getting really nothing out of it. And you got to kind of admire them for that, okay? So the equalized assessed value, the equalized fair market value of that property, according to our records, is $313,000 now. The assessed value is $257,000, which is 83% of $313,000. And I'm thinking, if we could buy that thing for $313,000 or $300,000 from these guys, we should do that. And now you got the piece of land. Now you can tailor your structures and everything. You can make them fit on that piece of land. There's 3.02 acres of land. There's 2 points of access off Blevins Drive and off Route 27. Brian and I walked it today. It's pretty well drained. And the beauty of this whole thing is right now there's $360,000 in a capital reserve account that resulted from the sale of Exit 3. So we got in touch with council, and we looked at the terms of the warrant article that authorized that $360,000, and the selectmen have the authority to buy that property provided they follow certain procedures. It doesn't have to go to town meeting, okay?
No, it has to be a public hearing.
It's got to be two public hearings. It's got to go to the planning board, get the planning board recommendation. There's a whole little process, but it doesn't have to go to town meeting. So, I mean, I don't know what else you guys are thinking, but that thing is right in the middle of town. You would get a twofer out of this, okay? You would get a piece of property that's ideally located with 2 points of access, and you would get this mess cleaned up once and for all, okay? Because that's the only way it's ever going to happen. Because right now the title's in Clarence's name, so you can't sue a dead person to clean up the junk. you'll litigate this thing forever trying to get this thing cleaned up. Here's an opportunity for the town to do two things all at once. We buy a little piece of property for that police station, and we clean this mess up, and we make everybody on Blevins Drive happy. So that's what I have to say. Oh, the other thing we offered them is kind of a sweetener, is because we've been kind of overtaxing them for the last 10 years, we said we would abate the difference in the taxes between what we pay for it and what it's been assessed for the last 5 years. And that will amount to about $1,500 a year. And we can pay for that out of a different account, okay? That will come out of the overlay account. So it wouldn't even come off the purchase price. That would be a little side deal for them. And they bought into that. They realized they've been overpaying their taxes, and they were appreciative of the opportunity for the town, the willingness of the town to kind of recognize that and pay it back to them. So.
Is that taking the house down too?
Yeah,
that's taking everything down.
Yeah,
taking the house down.
Yeah,
yeah.
Probably do a burn job and
practice burning it for a couple of weeks, whatever they want to do. And Daly doesn't care whether the house is standing or burned. They don't care. They got enough equipment. They can crunch that thing up and make it.
We can burn it to the ground.
Yeah, but there'll still be a lot of stuff inside.
Yeah,
and burn that.
Doesn't make any difference. It's all gonna burn.
So keep that in your mind now and whatnot, and then. Tommy Severino, he's got another offer for us on a piece of property.
I don't know if I can do as good as Boyd, but.
I don't know, you've had a lot of practice, though.
All right, so. So this plan is the lot line adjustment we just did at the planning board meeting a month or so ago, okay, for Copart. So the courthouse is right here. Bill's house is right in the middle of it. And this new hash area.
We're kind of informal, so if anyone
wants to look at it. So this piece here is... This hashed area is the new lot lines that we're creating for Copart. Okay. Because of this expansion we're going to be doing here. And ultimately, when they, you know, take over this property, it'll be one big lot right there. So what that did is the Purinton piece that we bought like 6 or 7 years ago, then when he just passed last year, we bought his house, which was just a separate 1.2 acre parcel. We didn't want anything to do with Copart, you know, within 600 feet of the road. So we always kept those lines chopped off. When we did the first piece over here behind the courthouse, we chopped that old 10 acre parcel off. And then this parcel, we did the same thing. So what that does is it leaves, again, I'm kind of ignoring this here, but it leaves this parcel you see here in green. Okay, next to the courthouse. Now I blew these up. I just wanted you to see the overall.
Like 7 acres, you said?
That's the overall, where it, so you knew where you were. Then I blew this up to 50 scale.
5.73 acres.
So this is 5.73. This is 1.2. Okay, so this is 6.93 acres. In reality, we would straighten out the property line behind Bill's because we don't need this courthouse lot to be a 5.1 acre lot. So that takes us from 7 acres, that adds another acre and a half, so you have 8.5 acres. So the reality is, and Ronnie and I have been thinking about this for more than a few years, about that ultimately at the end of the day, we want to see that this is the right place where this town center needs to be. We need a police department most urgently, fire department, highway department, some type of community, some type of voting. This needs to be, it's right next to the courthouse. It's across from the post office.
Yep.
Nothing against your, a great idea over there, but 3 acres isn't enough. It's not, you know, it's on the corner. It's not, this is a big open parcel. I mean, you've been by that field.
Yep.
Plenty of room to do anything, plenty of room to work in the back of the property independently, you know, behind a fenced in area that could be a yard.
Mm-hmm.
This is really what we need to do. Ronnie and I want to help with this. We don't want to give it away, but we want to do whatever we can to make it you know, appetizing to make it happen just because we want to. So how you want to make that work, if this is the right piece of property, I don't know. But, you know, I mean, this here, we were going to parcel out into a, you know, a couple of 3 acre, a couple of 3.5 acre commercial lots, sell them for a couple hundred thousand. It's a $400,000 piece of property. So there's no way I would pay three something for 3 acres if for 400.
Right.
And again, we're not even really looking for, we're willing to do, to trade, to do any, you know, we're willing to help as well. It's not, that's just what the value of the lots are. But I really do believe this is a better area for the town at the end of the day. Your idea was great about using the other buildings. I agree, it's very difficult to build and very expensive. But really, at the end of the day, we need to get a planner, and we'd be willing to help with that, but you need to lay everything out. Where's the police department going? Where's the fire department going? Maybe we do build them together, but a fire department needs bigger doors with a bigger building, so it's a different structure, maybe right, more expensive per square foot than what Mike needs. We build a nice, smaller, more efficient, very energy efficient, get his building out of the way, put it in the right spot, put the fire department in the right spot. Master plan this entire spot. You know, where should Jeff be? How should it be set up? Once you master plan the site plan, now we chip away at how do we start to build these pieces and put this together. That's what we really need to do as a community.
There's more room there. I mean, that's decidedly.
That's the only acres. The only thing, and that's a great size lot for everything. It would fit everything. My big thing is, I just don't want to put the taxes and all the stuff in the building costs on the taxpayer.
Right.
If we can do it all together,
right,
and not do it piecemeal.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, you know, we got one HVAC system that runs for the PD and everybody else. We got one communication system. We have one communication room upstairs where we can do training.
Right.
We can get gymnasium equipment there, so there's one workout room.
That would be terrific, and I think, for both.
That is all grant oriented money that can come out. Manchester Fire, where I used to work, we got a ton of money for that.
Right.
But my biggest thing is, I understand where this is going as what we're doing, but I just don't want to do it piecemeal.
Right.
I want to be able to just kind of like jump into it.
And that would be great. Maybe we don't have to, but first we master plan.
Nope.
Then we bite off as much as we can.
See, these are all options that weren't on the table a month ago.
Right. Yep. Yeah. I just think you need a size. This is a sizable enough property that could really plan out this. This is 100 years later, you're going to look back and see. I mean, look at how long we did this in the 80s. Look at how long this building's been here. It'll be here for another 40 years or more. Right. And if we plan this right, it's just really should be able to, my kids should be able to look back and say,
"Yeah, you're right.
This was well thought out and it's done and it's over." And I do think there's money there from between the infrastructure money. If we can't grab money from somewhere, I mean, we just got to find the right person who knows how to write those articles. And I think it's Boyd.
Tommy, the state was talking about a bypass going beyond. Oh, yeah. Is that going to be in? Would that come over here?
Yeah, that was
back,
over further.
Be back towards Viking more.
Yeah. So this is, they got plenty of room if they ever do that to get right up on the west side of that.
Because this borders, if anybody doesn't know, that borders the Viking property we're looking at.
That's right.
Yeah.
No, I think what you're saying is, I mean, we got to plan where the septic's going to be, where the parking's going to be. I mean, all this has got to be laid out on there to know what we can do. Can we attach or not attach?
Yeah, we're going to draw, we're going to do a site plan.
Yeah,
and I'm going to be part of that because that's what I love to do, and I'll help with that. And we're going to rip it up 15 times, but we're going to have a really good layout that makes sense. Here's how the police should get to their building. Jeff wants, I should have my access over here to get to my area. You know, we're really going to figure that out. And it's going to be so logical when you drive in there because we really thought about it.
Right.
Phase two, how can we build as much as we can right now and make these very efficient to build? That's phase two. Step one is get this land and plan it. Right. Otherwise, we don't know how big the buildings, what our costs are.
We do have access to some funds, that 360 there.
That's correct.
offset any costs for engineering or laying out or whatever.
That's money so, well spent. Yes, architects, so, engineering, yeah. That's, that concept stuff is money
this
well
big,
spent.
You, right. You're right, you need that.
Yeah.
You need that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the only reason I was excited, again, about the Viking League was it kind of was laid out,
right.
And I could see that it could be usable the way it was laid out. But this is a much better, I think, site.
We're not tearing down anything of any value here. Right?
No, that house is junk.
Same thing, it's
a
piece of crap.
Yeah, you just got to tear. We just haven't done it yet, but it's on our list to just tear that house down.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where I got a virgin.
That's another fire job.
We can burn it.
See, that was a problem with Viking. We're paying real money for something we don't need. That house is beautiful.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's really gorgeous. Yeah, it is. It really is.
The only thing that was good for was maybe some revenue to the town, and I'm not sure the town wants to be a landlord. So.
Yeah, I agree.
Exactly.
I agree.
You know?
Well,
I think this is a good option.
I think this is a better option than Blevins. Even though we'd get Blevins, it's cleaned up.
Yeah.
This is, I think it's
good.
Really, yeah.
You know what we're forgetting right now is once they're moved out, this town hall has more room.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
So
I think
I'm
that's a win-win. That's a win-win.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely... Definitely.
No,
I got a couple of Connex boxes I was going to weld together for Mike. I figured that's put an air conditioner up on it. You might need more than that. I'll give you a third one to put gym equipment in. There.
So is it pretty much the consensus then that let's try to move forward on this? Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, I'd like to pursue that option. I mean, look what you guys did with the courthouse.
That's what we want to see. We want to see the post office across. We just
want
to see this community right here.
Would you suggest that we move from here then?
Well, again, we want it to be fair. So I think the way you were going to start by having someone put an assessed value on it.
Okay.
Then we could ask less than that because I just want to, you know, we just want to be fair about this. I don't want anyone to come back to
Ronnie
and I.
Ronnie's still interested in maybe a piece of land swap.
Trade something the town owns to help keep the cost down. You're just so enough to say that we gave it away. You know.
Yeah.
So, we're happy to do something like that if it helps. Okay. Let us buy someone like Blevins somewhere down the road and we'll fix it up and it'll be retail. But the town wouldn't belong there, but we could clean that place up and we could wipe it out.
And we're getting taxes on it.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah, maybe we'll buy from Blevins's.
And sell
then we'll swap it to you.
And then it's a trade, something like that. It's just, there's just got to be a better way that.
That's a threefer.
That's right.
and Tommy's got the equipment to go in and just switch that place himself.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's a threefer.
That's a good
one.
And if you throw in the space here, it's a
fluffer.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
So there's I think there's a lot of potential that's the way we go, and
yes,
we got to secure something or at least know, and then we got to get on this master planning and see the layout. Once you can see the layout, you can start to say, here's our building size now. Mm-hmm. It's like we can't even get there yet.
Yep.
You know?
But you know what? Once you can get people to see the layout, you can sell the layout. You get this nice little poster with a picture of the police station on there.
Yep.
You know, you get a plot plan. You get the people visualize that. Yeah, they can buy into that.
Right.
Now, is there designs out there that accommodate populations like ours? I mean, is there a cookie thing like that?
Yes, there are.
There are.
Yep.
So there is something that you can pull that says, this would work for us.
Yep. Absolutely. I can go in and find all the pertinent information for that piece of property. Like he's saying, we just need to get, what do we want? What do we want to have done on that piece of property?
Right.
Whether it's PD only right now, or it's PD and then and fire at the same time. The only thing that we need to consider, and this is where I'm coming from on this, is the HVAC system, the heating system, the septic. All of that stuff needs to be big enough
in the original design so it can come.
That's part of the master plan, right?
Yeah,
put the whole septic system in.
Correct.
Yeah, we maybe only tie a PD in, and maybe we don't have all the money, but the shell of the fire department is there. You know,
correct.
But the septic's all set up. The well's been drilled properly.
Right.
We definitely, I think we have enough intelligence here that we definitely could pull that off.
I don't want to, go back and recreate.
No, no, that's...
And try to do two things at the same time.
Can you then ask Steve if he wouldn't mind appraising that too?
Would you be okay with that?
Yeah, that's what we'd want to do. Yeah, and you can keep those sheets. You know, this is, again, this is going to be a... Well, this, did you, no, this gets recorded. When's the planning board meeting?
Tomorrow night.
Yeah, so tomorrow this all gets signed. Thursday, Friday, this will get recorded. So this lot is an actual lot. This here is just what we're saying, that if we needed to be bigger, we would add that on to it.
So 405-202?
No, right here, 409. So it's 409-96.
Well, you said you could take that anyways.
Yeah, and you could have that 409-97, which is the 1.2 acres. And then we would take a portion of 409-96-1.
So is that going to require another lot line adjustment?
We'd have to do a lot line adjustment to take this lot line and move it over there. Is what, you know, is what I just threw that pink down, that I'd said, geez, they probably want the extra room, especially if it's going to be highway department. Yeah. To me, I'm picturing
the more room, the better.
Star piles, right. Yeah.
The highway department takes up a lot of area. It will,
how are we going to appraise that?
Well, you're just adding the acreage.
Why don't we just do
just do this. I mean, it's really, at that point, it's just a couple.
That is,
it's just two commercial lots at that point.
We'll just do these two.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, and I'll just, I'll have them do Blevin still at the same time.
Yes, absolutely, because we need to do that.
Yeah, and I'd have to talk to Ronnie. I'd have to talk to Ronnie about the Blevins thing, about what could we turn that into, and if that works. But, you know, you guys had other pieces in mind, or Ronnie's back tomorrow at noon.
Yeah, we were going to get together.
He had a piece in mind. So we just, you know, if that makes it easier to do swaps and it saves some money, then we're happy to do that.
Yeah.
It gives us all the more to put money into the engineering of it and everything and laying it out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's perfect.
Piece of cake.
Hey, you know what? It works for everybody then.
It does.
Yeah, it does.
The Blevins cleaned up.
Yes.
A little swap here.
Yeah.
And we put this in.
And I think this will be a great play. What's the fire department going to be if you, like, ultimately get anyone?
I don't know, because I'm not on the fire, but I suspect that that'll never go away. It's got too much history.
Right, I agree.
I suspect it'll be either maybe the forestry will exist there and an ambulance maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
Well, ambulance.
Joe would know better.
If
you guys have talked anything about that or not.
I would turn it into a community center.
Yeah.
It needs an upgrade.
It needs a lot of upgrades.
Right.
Yeah.
I just didn't know highway department-wise, if you didn't build highway first, could you put the pickups in a plow truck
that,
and that type of thing?
The only problem with that is is the doors.
Yeah.
I don't know if those doors are big enough to get up.
Yeah.
Well, they're not big enough for a truck with a plow and a wing.
Nope.
But
how tall are they?
9'6".
Yeah, a big truck wouldn't fit.
Right.
That's the problem with us right now. All our apparatus is custom built.
Custom built to the door.
Right. Right. To fit into the building.
It's an additional $50,000 to build the truck because it has to be lowered.
Right.
Mutual Aid comes to town, they can't fit
the
station.
They can't park in
there.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, on a 10 below night, these trucks are sitting outside for hours.
Right.
So a lot of towns say,
So it's just a thought, if we can't get to the last step of a highway building, it might be a tent, because it has room for a yard, piles. It may be, before we get to the highway building, that's his temporary home and temporary yard. Because that would give us more of an excuse to build PD and fire together in the first shot. And again, the layout would be there so we could fit Jeff in the right spot. But if we couldn't get there, we don't know budget-wise if we can get there yet. So.
I think it's going to be a bond issue no matter. I think
you'll
find out what we can do at that point. And I mean, we got to try.
Yeah.
We just can't turn our backs and say, here, we got to look at it.
I can tell you from being in the construction business, I've watched the highway jobs go, and it doesn't get any cheaper. It gets more and more. I look at how they pushed 101 through. And I look at what those costs are now compared to what it just cost 93 to get built, and it's, double the cost. It's not, yes, you spend a lot of money, but you'll never catch up on what the costs are. If you bite the bullet and you bond this, especially with the bond rates are now, they're so low. It's historically low. Someday you're going to look back and you're going to be, why didn't we borrow money at that point and stretch this out over term, and you get it built for today's rates.
That's the key, is to stretch it out, so it's
out of the bank. And when you look back 30 years, you're going to be so happy you did it because you can't afford to build it.
The other thing is we've got probably conservatively right now $20 million on the tax base.
Yeah.
And we're building more, so the more people are moving in are going to help pay for something. If they don't have kids going to school, this they do
don't
need.
Don't tell Boyd people are moving into town. We're going to be in. No, you're absolutely right. It's only in our base can to try to get it to support it.
Right. Yeah. So.
All right, well, that was my 2 cents. So.
Perfect. Thank you.
Hey, good. You gave us a dollar. You gave us a dollar.
Okay. Dollars.
That's a great piece of property.
We think so. We think it's the right place to be, for sure.
Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you for being so flexible to work with it.
Yeah. No, of course. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. All right. You guys good?
Yeah.
We're happy now.
Tell Ronnie we'll get together after when he gets back and he's got a minute and you got a minute.
Okay. Yep,
and then he can tell us, you know, what pieces he's looking possibly looking
at. And maybe what Blevins.
Yes.
Yes. Right. Yeah, definitely ask him about that.
I do. I can email it to you. Yeah.
I'll write it down.
Okay.
That's good. If we could get the Blevins at a dirt price. Rice.
I like that idea.
That's a great idea for a swapper.
Yeah. That's a threefer.
Threefer.
Well, that's what I said. If you put the building here, the space that we're creating, it's a fourfer.
That's right. That's right.
Because we're going to create more space in here for town stuff. Yeah, that's a good one. I like that.
Okay, thank you. Have a lot less complaints.
Take it, Tom.
Yeah.
And they're going to be able to take all that metal and scrap it out.
Now, the trouble is, there's not much in the money for that right now, but at least get rid of it. Good. Is there...
That's perfect.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know what? You know, if they can do something with that Blevins lot over there after it's all cleaned up, and we get, we swap whatever we paid for it as a credit against this right here, it's everybody wins.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, I agree.
Yeah.
And this is a great location, too.
Yeah.
I mean, we're limited. We've only got a few options, you know, and that's the area we were looking at.
And more room, closer to the courthouse.
Yep.
You're right at the courthouse. Like right at the post office.
Yeah.
And you'll be outside of that bypass area.
And we're right next to another piece of commercial building, the old Viking place. So.
Yeah, it's perfect. You can even make an access road right from that property right over to the back of the courthouse.
Yeah. You can walk. Exercise room.
What are you trying to say?
He's thinking of it like real desperados.
Oh,
that they bring
if you're going to transport somebody
the
over,
way.
It's nice.
You know, bring them through a tunnel.
Brian,
good.
You said it, and we're running out of property to look at down here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was total. And you coming up with Blevins, that was great. But we're running out of property available.
Yeah, and so, I want to thank you publicly because you put a lot of time in trying to bring that together over the bluff.
But we're still going to get something out of that, too.
I understand, but still, it took
clean it up.
Took the initiative to do that. So.
Yeah, that's a win. Well, thank you for that.
Good.
Yeah.
It saved us money for attorney's fees.
So I guess we'll wait and you get the appraisal stuff done and wait till Ronnie gets back and we'll have another discussion. Is there anything else that somebody wants to bring up tonight that we haven't discussed? And when would you like to meet again?
I think a month wait time, the sooner we can move on this.
So
a
couple
better,
weeks or what?
Pardon?
A couple weeks instead
of a
month?
Yeah, 2 weeks because it's going to be getting the appraisal and what have you. But I think, you know, we've got a quarter of the year gone already.
All right. So that's what, the 20th?
Yeah.
It's today. 6th?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the 20th.
April 20th.
You don't know if this is open.
I can go get my book.
Okay.
I'd like to see it moved up to like 5 o'clock.
Yeah? I don't care.
It'd work better for us, PD side, but that's just a suggestion.
I got no problem with that.
That's work for you?
Yeah, I thought tonight was 6:30. That's why I was.
We'll give Rick credit for that idea.
That's what he told me the last time, and I didn't show up until 6:30.
Yeah.
There is a common denominator with that number.
We'll try 5. Next time I have to text you.
Yep.
I'm going to reach out to the congressional office.
Yep.
April 20th, we have conservation.
Conservation?
Yep.
And they're here, what time?
7.
Oh, so we're way out of minute.
We want to go at 5, so.
That's funny.
Put us in for 5. We're not going to have 2 hours, I don't think, of discussion.
No.
We're not even at an hour now. We talked about a lot tonight, so.
Okay.
That works good.
Yep.
5 o'clock.
Okay.
Everybody good with that, 5 o'clock?
Yep.
That light at the end of the tunnel looks a little bit brighter.
We had some constructive discussion tonight. We went in a nice direction.
That's impressive.
That's beautiful.
Oh, absolutely.
That's
Well, I was always concerned with the Viking one because it was going to be tight, and with Blevins is down there, that's super tight. I mean, you could make it work, but it wouldn't be.
Like Tom said, you need to get a plan.
But Tom cost-wise, you're almost talking $1 million just to buy the property.
Oh, I know.
And then you're going to put all the money in.
I know. Might have to spend a little money for that.
But no, this is a good deal.
It started a conversation.
Absolutely.
It got us to here.
Yes.
Right?
That's right.
That's so important.
Is there anything else, anybody?
Jeff?
No? Jeff, you all good?
I'm good.
You're excited because you're starting to get the conversation about highway department.
Well, I think that the highway department doesn't necessarily really need to be that high on the priority.
No, but I do agree that it needs to be talked about.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is I think, kind of like the chief said, the PD definitely is the top priority.
Yeah.
Because we have, we don't have like a garage and stuff, but we do have a space for material, salt and all that.
But remember, Jeff, that's okay as long as we have a guy like you that doesn't mind operating that way.
And I'm not saying that eventually a building shouldn't be built over there.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I think the money definitely should be put
in. Oh, absolutely. We all agree.
And stuff
yeah,
like that.
We all agree.
But
what exactly do you want to have for...
What would be nice for the highway department definitely would be a garage to be able to work on trucks when they break down.
Correct.
And a space to store materials. Like, it'd be nice, obviously, you need to put salt under cover. It's actually, you're not allowed to leave it out in the open.
Right.
But it would also be nice to have another shed to put the mix under cover. Because right now, it just sits out in the open if it rains or when it, snows and stuff. It just gets all messed up.
Yeah.
And it freezes.
Exactly. Yeah. And really, that's technically not legal either, I don't think.
Right.
And it would be also just nice to have a place to dump stone and stuff like that, especially for the springtime, so we can stockpile materials for road jobs or two, or during a storm, it's nice to be able to just go and get what you need because normally it happens on a weekend or a night when, the pit's not open or whatever.
Right.
Think just stuff like that, and like a break room, kind of what they have at the state, but it doesn't need to be that big.
The other thing is, if you can store materials there as you need it, you don't have to go haul it, come back.
That's what I'm saying.
You're saving productive time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying is being able to stockpile materials just makes everything a lot quicker when you need it.
So you just need a lean-to or something like that for the salt and the mix.
Yeah, for
but
the salt
I mean a
the
big
mix,
lean-to,
nice
not
to
a
good size.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just so it doesn't get rained on or really snowed on and stuff like that. Because it just
that's why most of those sheds are all designed with concrete with just a roof on the top.
The salt storage, like the salt storage we have down here, when we do go to build salt storage. Wherever over here, this salt storage only holds like 4 or 5 loads.
Yeah, I know,
so
you're tight.
The issue is when you run into, you're always having to order salt, and if you're not, if the company's slow at getting you salt or whatever, because they get really busy in the middle of winter too.
Yeah.
Sometimes you run very low on salt. If we had a larger salt shed, we wouldn't have that problem.
Right.
We would be able to have 10 to 12 or whatever loads worth, which will last you, and then when you call the order, it doesn't have to be like a rush delivery every
single
time.
Right, you got a buffer there, yeah.
Now, is something like what Raymond has adequate?
I've seen one of their bunks, but...
They've got one that's all sand, and they've got one that's all salt.
Yeah, they're not all that big, though, either.
No, they're not.
No. I'd be more thinking like the Quonset hut buildings that they build now.
Exactly.
In case with concrete.
You know, something to be
and you
able
can
to
back fit. In there with a triaxle
exactly.
and dump it.
Because the other thing that the guys who come to deliver to this salt shed don't like
right.
is they can't back all the
correct.
Way in because they're afraid to hit in the
correct.
Top because it's not high enough. Yeah. And if you have a guy that has just a regular barn door type, he can't even back in. He's
right.
got to dump right at the door.
Yeah.
So you get a couple loads, and it ends up being halfway out across the yard.
Yeah. Well, I definitely think this is going to make a good
yeah,
place.
I think that's a great piece of property. For it.
Good.
It's definitely
what
enough
would you do
land.
With this salt shed stuff back here?
Dress it up, make it look pretty, and let the grass grow.
Huh?
You can always use it for storage. I mean, it's just another storage place for...
Nah, you'd want to have it all in one spot.
You got everything down at the other spot.
Oh, yeah, there it is down there.
Could you add it to...
She's FaceTiming somebody.
I don't think...
Girl on FaceTime said that the person she was FaceTiming took a new loan.
Not that building.
No.
That building is...
It's one thing if it was built in concrete block, but it's not.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's... That's...
Awesome.
It served its purpose.
Yeah.
The
it'd be nice to have a power on
road. Yeah, the was yeah. They could use it for all the dead bodies that they couldn't bury because of COVID.
Okay, yeah.
All right, good. If there's nothing else, we...
Just want to... I want you guys to take a look at these
yes.
I got it.
Pamphlets and just see if there's any issues of spelling. Boyd's not here. He's pretty good at the spelling and stuff.
I don't know where he
went. Yeah. I want to give one to Beth where she can get on the out on the...
Okay.
Get some publicity.
Do you have a PDF?
Officer Bevere created it, so I'll give Mike Bevere some credit for doing this. I said, maybe you should, don't quit your day job, but yeah, these are pretty good, I think. But
yep.
It's just a starting point, it's not all the issues, it's just some concerns that came up
mm-hmm.
on the PD. So, if you guys have any...
Yeah, that needs to get out there, because...
We want to start the foundation, lay a foundation
out. Absolutely.
So just take a look at it, and if you have any issues, we can correct it.
Do you have a PDF that I can...
I'll check with Mike, I don't have it.
Okay.
Before everybody goes,
anything.
This has got nothing to do with this meeting. We've got the roadside cleanup coming to pass it on to people. That's important.
Any issues, give me a shout.
So if there's nothing else, meeting adjourned.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All favor.
Good meeting.
We'll see you on the 20th, 5:00.